Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and buckle up, fans, and maybe grab some tissues, because today we're chatting all about Hulu's greatest hit, Greatest Hits. And when I say we, I mean me and our lovely correspondent, Miss China. Welcome back, friend.
Hello.
This one was kind of a tearjerker.
Yeah, a little bit. Did not expect it to be this emotional, to be honest.
So full disclaimer, you might need some tissues on hand when watching this movie. But the soundtrack was awesome.
Yes. Oh, very much so. Like, make me a mixtape for sure.
It had almost an indie feel to it based on the shots of LA. It was giving 500 Days of Summer.
Oh, yeah. 500 Days of Summer, like La La Land. Like, LA's beauty was out there shining.
All right. For those of you who don't know, Greatest Hits is about a love story centering on the connection between music and memory and how they transport us, sometimes literally. That being said, some of my favorite memories from music, I mean, just growing up, I can remember singing in the car with my dad on the way to school. And oh, yeah. I got him hooked on Smash Mouth and Uncle Cracker. This was a time when CDs were a very big deal. So if I got a CD over the weekend because I spent some birthday money and I was like, Dad, can we please listen to it? He's like, yeah, sure. And then he's just like, oh, this is a bop. All right. Here we go.
Yeah, I like it. Oh, yeah. Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
But do you remember your first CD? Because I know mine. It's one of those questions that you can only ask people our age.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Like, right? Because CDs are ancient relics.
And... yeah, exactly. Like, they're the thrift store items now.
Yeah.
Mine was TLC Fan Mail. Like, what an album.
Wait, so like, you know, No Scrubs? I
mean? Yeah.
I bought like 5 of them. Because I had birthday money.
Oh, okay.
And that's how you establish how you've made it as a millennial, is not how much money you have, it's how many CDs you have in your car. Or,
yeah,
you know, let's open the booklet.
It's the booklet that was in everyone's car. Oh, so good.
I had Brandy's debut album, TLC, Mariah Carey, and I want to say Aqua. So, Barbie Girl.
Oh, throwback. I remember my mom and that Shania Twain Come On Over album was worn out in my mom's car. Like, driving to school, driving anywhere with my mom, that was blasting hard.
My mom was a big Sting girly.
Ooh, okay.
So I would come home from school. It'd be fall. She'd be making banana bread. And I would just see her back to me. And she's just, you know, putting the dough in the tray or whatever. Yeah. I don't cook. I don't know how you make banana bread. I would walk in and she's blaring Sting, Every Breath That You Take.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. And she couldn't hit those notes. So she always whistled to songs. She'd just be swinging her hips. Just, she's on Planet Mom. Just snapping her fingers.
Yeah.
Just doing the mom dance.
Yes. Why isn't school done in song?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, why am I not learning about my taxes or learning algebra in a song, because I might remember it more. Cool or rock status, like, I'm just a bill. I'm only a, come on. I can't tell you anything else about the class, but that little bill guy, got him.
What song holds the strongest memory for you?
One of my exes, Vic, for our first date, he came to pick me up on an overnight. I'd overnighted where he was. So he came to pick me up in his car, and he's a music person. He's a music producer, and he had made a playlist for our date, which one already look at your face. Look at your face.
Vic, coming in strong, sir. Right,
but he had made a playlist for the date, and we had went and got food, and it was during COVID time, so we weren't allowed to like really eat anywhere, be anywhere. So we had like gone to get food and then went back to my hotel to like eat or whatever. And we spent the whole night talking and hanging out, and it was great until we realized it was like midnight, 1 a.m. in the morning, and all of a sudden we're hungry again. And obviously, like, the only thing opened is Canes. So you go get some Canes at 1 a.m. That's a vibe already as it is. And I remember when we got in the car and we're driving and I'm having this whole, like, this is probably a beautiful first date, right? With an amazing man, beautiful first date. And we're in this car, we're driving, and I Want You Around by Snow Allegra comes on. And I literally was so obsessed with this song and he had no idea. Like, this was already a song that I had been obsessed with for weeks. And him and I had never talked about it. Him and I had never mentioned this or whatever. And it popped up on a playlist that he had made for our date. And I'm looking at this man and like, we're driving at 3 a.m. in the morning. There's a smell of canes in the car. You know what I mean? Like,
the mood is set, sir.
The mood is set. You know what I mean? Like, was just like, I remember this moment being like, yeah, I could do this forever. It was probably one of my first, I'm so into this person moment. Without even realizing. And like every time I hear that song now, obviously I said my ex, obviously didn't work out, which is fine. Life happens. But every time I hear this song now, it's like this overwhelming emotion.
All right.
Okay, your turn.
I know. Bringing you back to my senior year of high school. Spend some birthday money on a few CDs. Meet a guy. And then we realize we like the same type of music. And one of those was Sierra's debut album.
Oh, damn, throwback. Okay.
Beautiful album, right? Mm-hmm. And this was an era where people were starting to burn music on CDs.
Yes.
So like that way they didn't have to pay $15 to $20 for a CD. That's how you show you care about someone. It's not I love you. It's I'm lending the CD to you so you can burn a cheaper version. Here you go.
Fair.
Here you go. You don't just get my number. This is millennial currency. Okay. Right. So we went on a few dates, hit it off, and then he ghosted me. And my friend, my best friend at the time, was like, well, he has your CD, right? And I was like, yeah, he does. And this is a birthday gift. I'm more than irritated. My sister's like, yo, what are you going to do about it? And she was like, and you let him borrow your Sierra CD? You wouldn't even let me borrow it because you said, I don't take care of my stuff good enough. And I was like, you're right. Okay. So one day after school, we had an early out. We were leaving school and she's like, what do you want to go do? And I was like, I want to go get my fucking CD back. And he lived on the other side of town. He was a year older than me. And I called and he didn't pick up. And so we get to his place and I'm like, yo, that's his truck. He's home. I just went up, knocked on his door. I was like, hey, what's good? How's it going? And my best friend was right next to me. And she was like, hey, you've got a CD of hers. Wanna like get it back?
Oh my God.
And he was like, deers in the headlights.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He was like, I don't know where it is right now. I was like, cool. So you can replace it. And my friend was like, yeah, you should replace it. And like coming in
the hype man.
She really was at the time. Yeah, absolutely. He didn't replace it. It should have been my first red flag of many.
Damn.
But I was also really bitter and couldn't listen to Sierra for a while. Back to today's episode. I've got some casting for you if you're ready for it.
Go for it.
All right. Starring as Harriet Gibbons, we have Lucy Boynton. As David Park, we have Justin H. Min. As Max, we have David Cornsweet. As Morris, we have Austin Crute. As Dr. Evelyn Bartlett, we have Retta. And last but not least, we have Nellie Furtado as herself. The cast was on fire, guys. That being said, I'm ready for some tea. Are you ready for some tea?
Always. Go for it.
All right. This is the part of the show where we spill the tea. This means spoilers. So if you have not watched Greatest Hits, we are about to spoil it for you. As we were talking about music and memory, which is what this whole movie is based on. Harriet being taken back in time because music triggers memories for her. And she's literally taken back in time.
Right.
I have some fun facts on how music affects the brain.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So the hippocampus is the part of the brain that controls music memories, experiences, and context. The nucleus accumbens and the amygdala are the parts of the brain that control our emotional reactions to music. So with Taylor Swift just dropping her double feature yesterday, there are lots of feels going out everywhere. All 31 songs of it. And then the temporal lobe processes what we hear, and they refer to it as we use the language center, aka the temporal lobe, to appreciate music, which spans on both sides of the brain. So language and words are interpreted specifically in the left hemisphere, while music and sounds are interpreted in the right hemisphere. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
The article where I found it, it said specifically says music in the brain, playing and listening to music works in several areas of the brain, but those are the highlighted spots that really affect Harriet in the movie.
Yeah, she's like, you know, car accident, brain injury.
And those were the areas I think that were affected, if
right,
you want to go by the storyline. Okay, do you have a fun or funny memory from music?
So on the weekends, we would go to my parents' new house and spend the weekend there. Every Sunday morning, we were woken up to the Celine Dion A New Day concert performance playing from our TV downstairs in the living room. Airing. That's how my mom woke us up every Sunday morning. Because when she was cooking breakfast for us, that's what she needed. She needed Celine Dion with all of the dance moves, all the background dancers. She needed the whole concert experience. And the entire house felt like we were third row in this concert. Like, it was Sunday morning, Celine Dion, every day, like every Sunday morning, it was the same DVD, the same performance. So now, like, Celine Dion is so my mom to me for years.
My fun music memory, again, throwing it back to senior year. It was the Thursday before I graduated from high school. And I'm already out of school at that point. I'm just waiting for the graduation ceremony. At this point, my friend Kara calls me and she's a year older than me. And she's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, laundry, what's up? And she's like, do you want to go to a club? And I was like, yeah, where? Because it's Bakersfield and all of the clubs are 21 and up. And I was like, yeah, where are we going? And she was like, okay, there's this club down in LA called The Boogie. And I was like, yes, please. I had no fear. No stranger danger. I was with my big sister at the time, you know, and it was her and our other friend, Sherry. So it's a core memory for that reason alone.
Yeah.
Due to the time in history, all of us just told our parents that we were staying the night at each other's houses and then put our cell phones on call forward. So if our parents called, we'd all answer.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. We thought we were so slick. So Kara picks me up. We're going to, and my mom's like, you have a hair appointment tomorrow morning at 10. I was like, yeah, Kara's going to take me. Not a problem.
She's
like, okay, great. So I clue my sister in and I was like, hey, I need a dope playlist. Burn me a CD.
Love it.
And she was like, why? What's going down? And I was like, I'll tell you, but I swear to God, if you say one word, I will tell mom where you hide all your candy. Okay. So she burns me a CD and I was taking requests. So I'm texting Kara. I was like, what do you want on it? You know? And this playlist on the CD will forever hold a special place in my heart because you have Mariah Carey's Why Are You So Obsessed With Me? And you have Usher's Yeah. There was You Shook Me All Night Long. So we had classic rock. We had Sierra. It was like the best mixtape, but burnt onto a CD. It was beautiful. And
love
I
it.
Even wrote on it Boogie One.
Love it.
Because we're like, this is the start of a beautiful tradition.
Right.
And when she told me where it wasn't in LA.
Oh.
It was right down the road from Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
So, and I was like, why aren't we there yet? We're at the 2.5 hour mark. Like, what's going on? And she was like, oh, we're just hitting traffic. That's all it is. And I'm like, okay. So we are in Orange County for this club. And they had gone down 2 weeks prior.
Oh.
So I didn't even have my license yet. I only had my driver's permit and I had my school ID. And I had to prove that I was of age because it was an 18 and up club and had big old X's on the back of our hands. But moral of the story, we had a banging playlist going down to Anaheim, to my first club.
Oh God, I feel like a playlist is always like needed for stuff like that.
And
you know what I mean? Like it sets the mood, it sets the tone. Throwing playlists back and forth to each other. It's like a love language at this point, you know?
It is. Next serious question is, what caught you in the feels for this movie?
The part that I really was like, oh, this is really, really sad. This moment, though, really hit me because I wasn't expecting it.
Okay.
And because the whole movie is like this romantic movie. So I was thinking like all the, you know, sad memories of love. But when she goes back in time and sees his parents. And then when she comes out of it, take me with you. I want to see my parents again. And she's like, I can't take you with me. Like the look on his face of just, it's so pure. It's like, I just want to see my parents.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel you on that. Sometimes you just need to see your parents to make, like for me, like I just need to see my parents to make me feel better. And it's like,
he obviously can't. He lost both his parents so unexpectedly and so close together in time that, like, mm-hmm. it was so heartbreaking to watch his face.
Yeah. I would say what caught me in the feels was same moment, slightly different.
Okay.
So it was the full circle moment when Harriet realizes she's met David in his parents' store. And it's she's sharing that memory with her now dead boyfriend. So she's sharing a memory with a boyfriend from her past and a boyfriend from her future. And it's incredibly bittersweet. And at the beginning of the movie, she said, "Hey, do I know you? You look familiar." Right. And I didn't pick up on it. And then you see that, like, it was an Easter egg at that point. But sure. I was so sad for her because you could tell when she walked into the store, she's like, "This is your parents' store?"
Yeah, it was heartbreaking.
So I should say it was the store that the moment she walked into the store, because that's when the circle moment happened.
That was a big plot twist moment for me. Yeah, if we talk about the big plot twist moments, like I didn't see that part coming. Like, I knew there was going to be something, like, she knew him in his past or something, but I honestly thought he was going to be, like, the other driver of the car.
Oh.
Or, like, someone else in the accident. Like, he's going to be involved somehow. Like, he was, like, the EMT or something. I thought that's how she knew him. Mm-hmm. And then when they stepped in the store, I was like, no, don't involve the parents. Come on now.
Right?
Oh. It broke my heart.
I would say the big plot twist moment for me was when the way that she convinces David how she travels in time, because he's not buying it. Like, you.
With the note.
Because I was like, okay, how are you going to explain this? And when she
Have you seen Back to the Future?
Yes.
Right. 1.21 gigawatts. Just yeah. Hot tub time machine? No, haven't seen it.
Outlander? Not at all? No?
No. Come over. We're going to do a movie marathon. Explain time travel to you. Be fine.
Endgame.
Endgame. Yeah. Just Infinity Stones? No? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, all right. We'll figure it out.
But when she leaves the note in the desk, it registers like, oh, she really can go back in time. It wasn't, I'm falling for somebody who's crazy, who did more than just bump her head.
I was really surprised, like, when she first started explaining it to him, like, at her house, she had, like, the whole crime scene board, basically. He didn't bolt.
Like, right?
I mean, there's a level of being nice and being like, okay, sure. Like, you know, this was interesting. And then he, like, boom, gone.
Right.
Like, what do you cool with this? All right.
All I can't even show my Harry Potter conspiracy board to certain people. Okay. What were your thoughts on the ending?
I'm so conflicted. Okay.
Same.
I'm so conflicted in this ending because on one hand, I'm like, I wanted her to find a way to save her boyfriend.
Right.
Like, that's what we're the whole movie, right? We're trying to find a way to save it the whole time. But also, if she saved him, that'd be kind of like messed up to the relationship and the connection she is making with this man who's currently falling for her.
Right.
It's like, I don't want him to stay dead, but also, like, don't want her to not be with the other guy. But then also, it all kind of worked out. Like, he didn't die because he obviously was in that scene, like, with the other girl. He didn't die, but then she also, like, didn't necessarily end up with him until the end. Maybe when they said, like, oh, I'll look for you or whatever they said, I was like, okay, Spider-Man and MJ, like, Tom and Zendaya, I'll look for you. Like, all right, I hope you guys find each other. My thing was, you left a note in the desk. You weren't going to, like, leave yourself a note to go find this man.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Do you actually like each other or not? Like, I don't. Right? Excuse me.
Again, incredibly bittersweet moment when they both realize what needs to happen. So all parties are at least alive. She's really sad about it, understandably so. I was more sad that she was going to have to say goodbye to the dog.
I didn't think about the dog. Man, that's
sad. And while she had a new dog in her other life where everybody's alive, like, that didn't trigger a memory when she ran into the dog again.
See, the dog remembered.
The dog remembered, for sure. Look,
dogs can time travel, apparently, and be fine.
Yeah.
Again, Back to the Future.
Right.
The dog traveled through time. All roads lead back to the future.
Mm-hmm.
This is my growing theory. My next thesis paper is all roads lead back to the future. This podcast is just me fleshing out my ideas for my next thesis. This is really what it is.
It's going to be a whole book.
Yeah, my dissertation. Chapter one, Why Cinema Hates New York. Chapter two, All Roads Lead back to the Future. Well, I guess I'm applying to grad school.
Yeah. And now it is time for the Spotlight of the Week. Looking for a quick and honest review on an upcoming movie? Check out Parking Lot Reviews, where our lovely correspondent, Miss China, gives her hot take on a variety of movies the moment she leaves the theater. Follow Parking Lot Reviews on TikTok and Instagram at Parking Lot Reviews. The Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by Believe Podcast Network, and we want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts for a new, fun, fandom episode of the Fangirls Podcast. We here at the Fangirls Podcast are not affiliated with the following: Hulu, anybody from the movie The Greatest Hits, or Celine Dion, Outkast,
Whitney Houston, anyone we mentioned, any of our exes.
Yeah, for sure. Never.
Affiliated with any of our exes.
Yeah. Or anybody else that we mentioned in this episode. We're just really big fans.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.